You're listening to the Great Joy in Great Tribulation Internet Radio Network, and this is your host, Jim Searcy, reminding you that the King is coming. The Great Joy in Great Tribulation website is located at www.moreshoreword.com. That's all one word, all small letters, www.moreshureword.com. That's www.moreshoreword.com. On that website, you'll find many things to help the saints scattered abroad build up their most holy faith and prepare to endure to the end of this 42-month Antichrist war on the saints. Once again, this is Jim Searcy reminding you that the King is coming. And our King said, when we see these things come to pass, that we are to look up and know that our redemption draweth nigh. Only be very strong and of good courage. Stay in the Word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Praise the Lord Jesus. But the fearful and the unbelieving and all liars will have their part in the lake of fire. The fearful, 365 times at least, were commanded by God to fear not. The fearful, the cowardly, are the first batch into the lake of fire. And I often wonder why brethren in bonds like Kent Hovind and people like Pastor James David Manning, who are standing with holy boldness on the front lines, do not seem to be supported by other men of God. And I hate to think, but I'm kind of left with no choice but to think that it is fear. I want to tell you a little bit about the greatest trial the world has never heard. Pastor James David Manning, I believe, has been called by God to proclaim from the rooftops that which has been done in darkness, one of the greatest frauds and conspiracies ever in history. With all the other problems in this Antichrist world today, or the worst economic situation in history, unprecedented, the illegal foreclosure of hundreds of thousands of homes, World War III set to erupt, and all of the fearful things now coming upon this earth, I often wonder why men of God don't stand up in support of people like Pastor James David Manning. I stand in support of him. And I know there are people who do not like him because of how he speaks, or for whatever reason. But nevertheless, I'm going to stand for this man. He's a great man of God. He's a stunning example of the power of the Lord Jesus Christ to turn a life around and make a new creature for the glory of God in the name of Jesus Christ. He's faithfully ministered for over 30 years on some of the toughest turf in the world. He's walked over every residence in Harlem, praying for that residence and pleading the power of the blood of Yeshua. He's established schools where there are no decent schools. And he, I believe, has been called by God to make known and conduct even the greatest trial the world has never heard. Obama is not a natural-born citizen of the United States. The evidence regarding this fact has been given in open court in the greatest trial the world has never heard that was conducted in Harlem, New York, May 14th through 18th of 2010. And many may wonder, how could it be that no news media people know about this big news? You know they know. You know they know. You know the Supreme Court knows. I've even heard them joking about how they refuse to address the issue of presidential constitutional eligibility. You know they know. You know those senators and representatives and Justice Department officials know. Polls now show that over 70% of the people in America either know or question the fact that Obama is not eligible to be president of the United States. The evidence of that fact is about to be made known by Pastor Manning from the transcript of that trial, so anyone and everyone who wants to know can see the evidence. More so, there's some new evidence that Barack Hussein Obama's net goons know that Obama is guilty of the greatest election fraud in history. The shocking and seemingly unbelievable truth is that America does not have a president, and the U.S. military does not have a commander-in-chief. America has a convicted fraud in the White House, who, because of fraud and corruption, continues to pretend to be president. He never has been U.S. president and cannot possibly be U.S. president. The evidence in the transcript of the greatest trial never heard is soon to be released. And every action that Barack Hussein Obama has made or will make in terms of appointments, executive orders, signing bills into law, and orders to the U.S. military are adding to the fraud of which he has been proven guilty. And sadly, it's becoming more evident every day that the Supreme Court justices, the senators, the representatives, the Justice Department know and have joined in conspiracy to facilitate such fraud to be enabled to continue. I have knowledge of the evidence contained in the transcript of this, which is called the Trial of the Millennium, or the greatest trial the world has never heard. That transcript is scheduled to be made available to the public and news media October 27th, 2010. And there may be people who don't understand that that trial was a legal trial. It was a constitutional trial. There are people who may think it was a mock trial and don't know how binding that trial is. But regardless of what people think about that trial, the evidence is still the evidence. The evidence is still the evidence. And everyone should know that the Prince of the Power of the Air never wants the evidence in that transcript to be heard. I'm going to share with you a portion of the prosecution's closing statement presented to the jury, which found Barack Hussein Obama guilty of fraud, conspiracy, and sedition. And before that, however, I want to give you just a short summary of what the jury found Barack Hussein Obama to be guilty. Barack Hussein Obama was shown in the trial to be a foreign national, not a natural-born citizen of the United States, and most likely not even a citizen of the United States, and in fact an illegal alien. And he was shown to be guilty of defrauding the government of the United States by unlawfully taking the oath of office as President of the United States and assuming the powers thereof. Columbia University was also found guilty of willfully conspiring with Barack Hussein Obama in violation of 18 U.S.C. 371 to create the illusion that he was a student at Columbia University. Columbia University conspired with Obama to facilitate the illusion and fraud that he was a natural-born citizen, and maintaining that illusion from January 20th of 2009 even until this present day. Columbia University continues with this fraud and conspiracy, even though they know Obama is not a natural-born citizen and thereby enabling him to exercise the powers of the presidency unlawfully, putting the national security of the United States in peril. Obama was found guilty of criminal acts of fraud against the people of the United States of America in violation of 18 U.S.C. 1341. Barack Hussein Obama was found guilty of committing criminal acts in violation of 18 U.S.C. 1343, having, with willful intent, devised a scheme to defraud for obtaining money and power by means of wire fraud. Barack Hussein Obama was found guilty a violation of 18 U.S.C. 1343 by soliciting, in fact, either personally or through his agents, of receiving funds for his presidential campaign while he knew that he was not natural born. He knew full well that he was ineligible to serve in the office of the President of the United States. Here now is a portion of the prosecution's closing presentation to the jury before the jury deliberated, finding Barack Hussein Obama guilty of one of the greatest frauds and conspiracy in history. Pastor Manning, conducting the prosecution, said, "Let me state again that Obama is not a natural-born citizen, and therefore the U.S. Constitution makes it clear that at present we have no president. Simply by voting for him, inaugurating him, if he fails to meet the standard, had we voted for a 29-year-old man or woman, and the people overwhelmingly cast their votes for him because he told them that he was 35 years of age and went on to be inaugurated, and later it was determined that he was only 29, at that point and throughout the process, we never had a president because he did not qualify. And it is not the voting for the president that qualifies him. It's the voting that elects a qualified president, and everyone should be able to understand that. And there is no argument on that. Now, people do argue it, and many times they argue it because they fail to honor the Constitution. But he is not a natural-born citizen, and that is clear. And one of the documents we saw, presented by Dr. Ron Polin, who stated that the Supreme Court ruling states that both parents must be American citizens and both on American soil, as Alexander Hamilton stated in his article that American citizens grow from the soil. The greatest witness to the fact that Barack Hussein Obama is not a U.S. citizen comes from the Senate itself. In a resolution called Resolution 511 that was voted on in June of 2008, but it wasn't on Barack Hussein Obama that such a resolution was voted on, because there was a question raised by the Senate. And we have to remember that the senators, for the most part, are very learned men. Many of them are lawyers, doctors, judges, men of great influence. And they recognized that there was a question about John Sidney McCain III's eligibility to serve as U.S. president, that there was a grave concern. In order to make McCain qualify, they voted and put together what's known as Senate Resolution 511, that McCain was indeed eligible. It did not state that he was a natural born, that he was eligible to run. I need to say that the Resolution 511 demonstrated by former presidential candidate Cody Robert Judah of Utah, that resolution was non-binding. It had not been voted on by Congress, nor had it been signed by the President of the United States. So therefore, it was just an idea that was born out of the good old boys club in the Senate. But it had no power. What it did do, however, was a contempt of the Constitution. There was an effort by the Senate to circumvent or usurp the authority of the Constitution, stating that if the Senate gets together and declares someone eligible, no matter what the Constitution says, the Senate overrides the Constitution. That is a usurping. That is a contempt for the Constitution. And those senators who tried to get John McCain qualified through the back door need to be brought up on charges. But what that does more effectively, if John McCain wasn't qualified, then we know Barack Hussein Obama was not qualified. There's no question about it. There's no question about it. Barack Hussein Obama states, and has continued to state, as demonstrated in his book, Dreams of My Father, that his father was a Kenyan under British nationality. He cannot be natural born. There is no argument. There is no argument, unless you just want to argue that which is not true. The hearts of the American people have grown cold against truth and justice and evil. Socialism has now set in, and we need to change that today. I also wish to submit, Your Honor, that the guffaw or statement made by presidential candidate Senator Barack Hussein Obama regarding his travel to Kenya, I mean to Pakistan, in 1981, was not on what has been discussed in the media and by others that he traveled on an Indonesian passport. He did not. However, I do wish to state that when he made that statement, it had not been publicly made known, and so therefore the State Department, CIA, had to go into the CIA, or the passport office, pardon me, State Department passport office, check the records, and even though you do not travel on an American passport, in the entry or exit of this nation, by any person, foreign nationalist or national, American is registered with the passport office. So if you were here and you left, it is registered with the passport office. So whatever passport he may have used, it was recorded the day he left, and it was recorded under what passport he used to exit America. I want to submit, well, first of all, when he made that statement, it had not been protected, and therefore the passport office had to be broken into, and a young man by the name of Lieutenant Quarrel Harris lost his life to stop the investigation from moving forward to protect Barack Obama. I'd like to submit that the passport that Mr. Obama used to travel to Indonesia was a Kenyan passport, that he was set up by the CIA as a Kenyan businessman sent to Karachi to begin to help the CIA arm the Mujahideens. That's the end of the segment from the prosecution in their closing arguments to the jury before they deliberated and rendered the guilty verdict. Now, the new evidence that has just come up that Barack Hussein Obama's net goons are working overtime to suppress this truth, to continue the fraud and conspiracy, and to obstruct justice, is this new false charge made by these hackers on the Outlaw Manning Report website. As laughable as it may sound, these hackers posted an article which they had written as though Pastor Manning had made the posting. And I want you to be careful. Make sure that you do not try and click up the link regarding more information on that false accusation, because unless you have very good virus protection, you will get a devastating virus from those who have hacked in and taken control of the Outlaw website. The hackers presented as though it was from Pastor Manning that Dr. Manning declares his homosexuality. This is a ridiculous false accusation. Pastor Manning gave a great example of how all of us should deal with false accusations. And I'd encourage you to, first of all, think why Pastor Manning is being so falsely accused. Why do the hackers want to knock out the computers of anyone who would be interested in the work of Pastor Manning to expose the great crimes of fraud and perhaps the greatest domestic threat ever to the Constitution and national security of the United States? Why do they want to do that? There are a number of reasons why this is important. The greatest threat to the United States national security may now be in the White House, and he belongs in the jailhouse. This should be a call for all of us to pray. To pray for Pastor Manning and all the saints at Outlaw. To pray that the Lord's will be clearly discerned. To pray that men of God on the front lines like Pastor Manning and our brethren in bonds like Kent Hovind would be encouraged and protected. And we need to pray that we be not deceived. I like the way Brother Scott says it. Wars, famines, and pestilence and guillotines can kill you, but they can't send you to hell. Deception can send you to hell. We need to pray for greater hunger for the Word of God, and we need to pray that we be not deceived. And we also should be praying that we would not be inclined to receive railing accusations against elders such as Pastor Manning or Kent Hovind. So, with that introduction, I want you to hear some short clips from Pastor Manning that span the last 3 days from October 14th, Thursday, 2010, October 14th, 15, and this Sabbath, Saturday, October 16, 2010. The world is ready to explode, and these are perilous times, but they are glorious times. And I want you to hear these clips from Pastor Manning and how he addresses this latest false accusation and latest trial that they needed to deal with.
Heads up, everybody. You're listening to the Manning Report. I am James David Manning, the quintessential American. We're broadcasting from the great metropolis of New York City. That's right. Our studio is located in our church building, a tremendous piece of art. That's right. Our building is a work of art. And our church building is located in the community known as Otla, in the event you're interested. By the way, we've been having visitors drifting in from all over the nation. We want to give a shout-out, if you will, to Robert Miller out in Los Alamos, out in Las Vegas, actually. He's an employee with one of the government contractors, and I want Miller to know, and he was in worship with us, and he came. Actually, he wanted an anointing, a cloth anointed when he came. That's right. He's an engineer. So, and we've been having people come in. We want to encourage people. We need to fill the pews in our church. I'm serious about that. I mean, we do. You know, we got a whole lot of church space that's empty right now. And we'd love to have you be a part of that process. However, we do want to say this, that, I mean, you know, we're not just looking for members. Remember the old tuna advertisement from years ago that said Star-Kissed Tuna was not looking for tuna, looked for tuna with good taste. It was looking for good taste in tuna. Now, if you remember that commercial, you are old, and I know it. You know, if I said Winston tastes good, you say like a cigarette should, you are still old. Anyway, we're not just looking for members. While we want to evangelize and preach the power of the blood of Jesus to everybody we can preach it to, we're going to do it. Now, we're going to do it. We're going to preach the blood of Jesus. A good friend of mine, his name is Jim Searcy. He said to me, Manning, just stay in the word and you'll be safe. And he's absolutely right. And I want to pass that word on to you. My friends, I don't care what people say, what people do, what the devil does or does not do. If you stay in the Word of God, it's a rock, everybody. I mean, it's a pavilion. God can hide you under the feathers of the Word of God. He can protect you, feed you. We walk around here in the Outlaw World Missionary Church talking about we'll never be defeated and we'll never beg bread. Now, it doesn't mean that we won't be attacked. But Searcy is right, everybody. I mean, in these difficult economic times that we're in, take Searcy's word. Stay in the word. I mean, people are coming up with all these new social ideas and promoting homosexuality and, you know, promoting all kinds of diversity and religious tolerance and all that foolishness that Glenn Beck was doing down there on the 28th of August. And all y'all went down there talking about restoring honor with a bunch of Hindus and Buddhists and Muslims. And y'all called it an interfaith tolerance action. And God calls it adultery, because that's what it was. It was adultery. Got no business having no relationship with no Buddhist or any of that. Stay in the Word of God. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Stay in the Word. Stay in the Word. The old preachers used to preach when they were ordaining everybody. This was a favorite sermon out of the book of Timothy, 2 Timothy. And where they would tell the preachers, preach, brothers, preach in season, out of season. Preach! We got an elder in our church says if you preach the word, it'll draw them and drive them. It'll bring some and it'll send others out. But preach in season, out of season. Be instant. Reprove with all long suffering and doctrine. Preach the word. Preach the word. Preach the word. Preach the word, preacher. And people stay in the word of God. I tell people here at the Outlaw World Missionary Church, we're standing on a sure foundation. Hell can freeze over or it can get hotter than the sun. We are protected by the word. Right, the word of God, and that's how we're going to stay. Well, you're not popular. The word isn't popular. How can I expect to be? You know, I expect, just like Jesus said, he had trials and tribulations. If you're in the world, you're going to have them too. I expect that. If anything else happened, I'd have to check my my car to see whether or not I've been washed in the blood. Or you have to check my robe and see what's been washed in, whether it's been washed in Tide, Oxidol, Cheer, Clorox, or the blood of Jesus. I just looked at the label. It's been washed in the blood. What about yours? Yeah, that's right. Uh-oh, got to pay some taxes. Is that right? Tax paying time. All right. Got to pay some taxes, everybody. Going to be right back.
Get ready for the Manning Report.
Welcome to the Manning Report. I am James David Manning, the quintessential American, everybody, broadcasting from the gray skies and windy temperature in the 50s, New York City, the great metropolis of the planet, of all cities known around the world at this time. New York City is the leading city. 8.3 million people is the number that they claim are residents of this city. However, I don't believe them. But at any rate, listen, everybody. Have y'all seen the posting on the Outlaw Media Network stating Dr. Manning declares his homosexual? I am not a homosexual. So I'll be giving a response shortly. Sometime I'm going to put up a posting on YouTube that will respond most accurately. So now, but they back at it again, everybody. They, as I said on yesterday, they've hacked into our site. They've, you know, they spread viruses, and they've gotten in a door where it's difficult to get them out without building a brand new site. So these are the kinds of things that we're going to have to deal with. But I'm very curious why they would choose the topic of homosexuality. You know, why don't they make me some sort of a criminal? Why don't they say I stole something or make me a drug user or one of those kinds of things? A homo? I mean, of all possible things. And I know that they know better because I know that they're wives and... But at any rate, listen, that's where we are today, and people are calling. They've been calling, and the folk can't wait. They can't email. This thing has been hot. The phones have been jumping off the air, off the hooks, all morning, all day long. We've been going through the process of trying to explain, and I will deal with this throughout the broadcast, the Manning Report today, why this is happening, who has posted it up, and my appropriate responses to this Dr. Manning declares his homosexuality. I guess you've all seen it if you haven't seen it. It's on our website. I've left it up there for reasons I'll explain a little bit later on at the Outlaw Media Network. It's one of the more recent posts. It's there. And I did not take it down. If I did, they'd put it right back up. So it may have to stay there for a while. But I, you know, we will be dealing with that. And that's, we're going to be talking about that today. But I want everybody to be assured, and I think most people know, but at any rate, here, we got a lot of other things to try to talk about as well. Michelle, the fist bump Obama, maybe she's the one to put it up, because I said, oh, man, was a homo, and he is. But she's been caught campaigning in the polling stations, and so we've got to try to figure out how is she going to go to jail, or is Eric Holder going to prosecute, or is Jesse Jackson Jr. going to say anything? What's up with that? Madman Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is in Lebanon, Beirut, with a party of God known as Hezbollah, intimidating Israel. The Tea Party, they've fallen out with me. The Tea Party don't love me no more. I don't love you no more. Anyway, I got to pay some taxes, everybody. Is everybody doing okay? I didn't ask you Sabbath Eve, you know. And I am concerned about you, but this thing of calling me a homo has got me so upset. I don't know if I'm coming or going. But you and I. Now, we can talk about this. I know that you and I, we can discuss this. I'll be right back after I've paid my taxes. Okay, so now here, the big story of the day is I woke up this morning to discover that someone had hacked into our, well, they're already into our website, as you very well know. We've told you we've been hacked overnight. We've been in hack, not hock, but in hack, for more than a year now. And they have now stepped up their campaign to try to diminish our message or discredit us. They knocked us off the air last Sabbath Eve, last Friday for you that don't understand Sabbath Eve communications. This morning I woke up to the fact that they had posted up on our website alleging that I made the statement that I declare... I'm declaring my homosexuality is the statement, and it's on our website at Outlaw Media Network. Now, I have not taken it down because they will simply just put it back up again because they have that kind of control in our website, even though we have a very sophisticated system, very sophisticated security, as you very well know. Most people do. But these are extremely sophisticated hackers, and they've been able to do what they have done. And so we're kind of suffering through that process. But I've gone ahead and told everybody that I am not a homosexual. And that is, you know, my official response. If you don't mind, I'm just being James David Manning in my non-official response. But it's there. And it also says that I will be planning to attend a pro-homosexual rally in Connecticut on the 17th of October, which is Sunday. That's not true. I don't even know anything about a pro-homosexual rally in Connecticut. No, there are a lot of homos up there, though, I can tell you that. And tickets are being sold at the official sales site. Now, don't click on, whatever you do, don't get nosy enough to click on that statement where it says that icon or that, I suppose, click on where it says official sales. Don't go there. It's rot with viruses that will then inhabit your computer and have you have somebody saying you are a homosexual. But ain't that nothing? They're calling me a homosexual now. Well, all right, okay, I'm going to be doing more discussion on that, but tell everybody, take some time now and spread the word that I will be offering an official statement regarding the posting by a hacker on our website about me being a homosexual. That I will, and that we will let you know when that statement is put up. I met with our staff early this morning and with an attorney, and we are going to try to meet this the most appropriate way in an official response. So hang tight, and we'll get it done. And we'd love to see you, some of y'all, log on to our new access phone, access at 323-843-0075. And then, of course, the access code is 515-862. We are delighted that now you don't even need Flycast or Shoutcast anymore. Just log on. So they've hacked into our website, everybody. I've been telling you they're doing it. And they've done an erroneous posting. I've been telling you for the last year they've been hacking us. The CIA came to see me, and before that they were hacking us. And then after that, you know, everything we do, the CIA is watching. I mean, anyway, we will survive this, you know. There's no doubt about it. And I thank God for your patience and understanding. Spread the word, everybody. Tell everybody about accessing the Manning Report. This is the report, obviously, that's got them so upset that they're trying to discredit me sexually. Ain't gonna work. Look alive, everybody. The CIA, what they're doing and what they were attempting to do during the CIA calls and visits was not so much to ask me questions, but to pray that somehow or another they could put a wedge between me and you. That you would say, well, I don't want to be bothered with a preacher that the CIA is watching as closely as he's watching, and therefore alienate me also from the neighborhood. When that Sharia woman came, and others have been here for the same purpose of alienating me, and they've been all over the neighborhood talking to churches, trying to get people to alienate themselves from us. Well, first of all, we don't have a relationship with them anyway, and I'm delighted that they've decided not to be a part of us. But we have been monitored for over a year now, everything that we do. Not you, but me. And I understand that. So they, now they've stepped up their campaign. They hacked into our system, shut down our Manning Report for 3 days. We were unable to get up. The day they shut it down, they were playing some rap music, they just shut down my broadcasting and then interposed their, line of communication of broadcasting over my voice. In fact, I couldn't get out. If you tuned into the Manning Report, you were hearing rappers saying Jesus is a Mormon, Mormon is a Jesus, and all that kind of nonsense was going on our website, and we had no control over it. We had no control. We were able to get back up on yesterday, and we were able to broadcast the Manning Report, and then this morning at 1 o'clock, I discovered that they had gone into our site again. They put several viruses in there, which gives them the opportunity to control the site anytime they get ready, shut it down. And they have, and they posted up the information alleging that I'm a homo, that I state Dr. Manning declares he is a homosexual, or declares his homosexuality. and that I don't think there's anything wrong with it, and that I will be going to a homosexual rally in Connecticut on the 17th of September, and I'm selling tickets to anybody that wants to go. I find it very interesting that they would give me that gift. First of all, the only reason why they are doing what they are doing is that they're trying to discredit me. And the only reason why they're trying to discredit me is because I'm getting to them and I'm effective. They want to destroy my effectiveness, and I'm not minor in a minor, small way affecting them. I am very effective. And they've taken it upon themselves to try to destroy that effectiveness. So really all they're doing is raising the alert bar in the minds of people that are thinking people and the critical people, is that you wouldn't be doing that to him if he was a nobody. No, he is getting to you. He is getting through. His message is getting through. He has influence over a large number of American people and people nationwide, includes of heads of states, and you are trying to stop him. The very fact that they have acknowledged and now trying to destroy me simply says that we are extremely effective. I didn't know how effective we were until they began to hack us the way they're hacking us. But the other thing I think that they did was this, is that they chose something that they thought would be a discredit to me to say I'm a homosexual. I mean, okay, there are a lot of things you can say about me, but to choose homosexuality, you're just way out of the ballpark. I mean, there's nothing about me that would indicate that remotely that I'm a homosexual. There's just nothing there. It just isn't there. So to have chosen that signifies a couple of things. One is that they're probably from the liberal sort. But the other thing is this, is that, I mean, my God, this crowd supposed to think that being a homosexual is an accepted behavior and that you shouldn't frown on anybody for being a homosexual. So on the one hand, they're saying that the world should accept homosexuality, and then on the other hand, they're saying you're an ugly person if you are. So they ought to make up their minds is what I think. But quite frankly, what they've done is given me a gift, because they've given validation to the fact that they have had us under surveillance for over a year, and they're monitoring everything, and now they've stepped up their campaign. And I've been telling people for years, as I said before, even our own staff did not believe that we're being hacked, but we are, and YouTube is perhaps the worst place that we're being hacked. So they've given validation to the fact that, and now everybody knows, there's nobody going to believe I'm a homosexual. I mean, there are probably some things you can say, people say, oh yeah, I thought that was all along, but not homosexual. It was just a dumb move. But on the other hand, it has given validation to what we are, that we are indeed an effective, we have an effective ministry, we have an effective word, and we're reaching people in a tremendous way. Even the numbers that show up on our reports for the Manning Report are all scrambled. They have controlled our access to the internet for the last year and a half, if not 2 years. I got a new computer not long ago, nice computer, very nice, and the thing just blew up and froze. And that's why I had several people fall look at it. I had LaFleur look at it. I had Salem look at it, and they all worked on it. Salem worked on it all night one night, cleaned it out, put all new systems in, and then I clicked it on, the thing blew up again. They blew up my computer. They literally came in and destroyed it. And you can do that. Hackers can do that. And that's what they've done to me. Now I've got a brand new one again. And so I suspect that that one is vulnerable as well. My cell phone and everything else that we do. But I'm not afraid of them, and I'm not deterred by them, and I'm now encouraged that we are making an impact. We are speaking a truth, and they are afraid of that truth. And so they're trying to make the speaker of the truth a person of non-credibility. We will be releasing the transcript shortly of the greatest trial of the millennium. There's never been anything like this on the planet Earth. Of the trial that took place right here, the Outlaw World Missionary Church. There has never been anything like it. And so I think that you need to be encouraged, because we got more rivers to cross and more mountains to climb. It ain't over with yet. They're just starting. But we need to stay strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And in doing so, we just stay in the Word of God. Just stay in the Word. Stay in the Word. Just preach the Word. And if you see me not preaching the Word of God, know I'm in trouble. Don't worry about what you see people say out there on YouTube or say out there on the Internet or anything else. That doesn't mean anything. The only time you'll see me in trouble when I stop preaching the Word, when I stop telling you that the wages of sin is still death, but the gift of God is eternal life. The Word of God. We stay in the Word. We stay in the Word of God. There ain't no hell or high water that can destroy us. Jesus said, if you build your house upon a rock, I don't care what happens, it's coming. The house will not fail. We won't beg bread. We won't be defeated if I keep preaching the Word of God. And anybody comes in here, don't want to hear the Word of God, let them get out of here and get out of here now. We don't need you. No, we don't need you. We don't need you changing the direction of what we're doing or saying. The Word of God. And you need to get in the Word of God. Whatever the Word says, you better start doing it. If you want to survive, you better start doing what the Word says. If you plan to survive. We keep the Word, we preach the Word, we live the Word, then we'll make it. We get outside of that, we're most assuredly in trouble.
You're listening to the Great Joy in Great Tribulation Internet Radio Network, and this is your host, Jim Searcy, reminding you that the King is coming. The Great Joy in Great Tribulation website is located at www.moreshoreword.com. That's all one word, all small letters, www.moreshoreword.com. That's www.moreshoreword.com. On that website, you'll find many things to help the saints scattered abroad build up their most holy faith and prepare to endure to the end of this 42-month Antichrist war on the saints. Once again, this is Jim Searcy reminding you that the King is coming. And our King said, when we see these things come to pass, that we are to look up and know that our redemption draweth nigh. Only be very strong and of good courage. Stay in the Word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Praise the Lord Jesus.